Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival 2019 continues with world premieres, new commissions, international artists, anniversary celebrations, pillow and exclusive engagements, and work developed at the Pillow Lab. Celebrating its 87th consecutive summer, Jacob's Pillow is home to the longest-running dance festival in the United States, a National Historic Landmark and National Medal of Arts recipient, and has steadily expanded its reach in the field and its local community as a year-round center for dance research and development. Festival 2019 continues for another month, attracting audiences both on and off its site in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts through August 25th. To tell us more, it is a delight to welcome back Jacob's Pillow director, Pamela Taji. Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for having me again, Joe.
It's a delight to have you back. There is so much going on, and you are doing very, very... I assume we had you at the beginning of the season, just as you were starting the season, which was mid-June, late June, somewhere in there. And here we are a month later, and how are things going?
Things are going great. We've got this fantastic momentum building. Audiences have been terrific. In particular, Inside Out, you know, our free outdoor stage has been packed every night, and the weather's been cooperating. We haven't had too much rain, so that's really good.
That is, I mean, that always helps.
Yes.
Although you don't do a lot of outsides. I mean, most of your stuff is inside.
Most of it is inside, yes.
Yeah. But I would think, but we talk about this with orchestras and so forth, but I would think, I mean, obviously, heat, humidity, that can't be, the dancers can't come in and say, oh, good.
That's right, exactly. The week that we had Mark Morris was intensely hot in the Ted Shawn Theater, but it really, the weather's been cooperating, and it's always beautiful on top of the mountain there.
All right, so let's run through the month of August and what we have left. And one of the things we'd like to talk about is this incredible Pillow Pride event that you have coming up August 2nd through the 4th. This is an annual LGBTQIA+ event and a celebration, and it is really something. Tell us about how you put it all together.
Sure. Well, interestingly, this weekend has been typically referred to as Weekend Out at the Pillow.
Yep.
And last year at the big dance party that is, it's really the best dance party in the Berkshires, I have to say. It happens every Saturday night of that weekend. The Dauphine of Bushwick turned to me in the middle of the event and she said, you know, we're all out, Pam. You can call it Pillow Pride now. And so we actually evolved the name to Pillow Pride, and it's given us just this whole wonderful new energy. And it's definitely the biggest weekend we've had. We start on Friday night at Inside Out at 6:15. We present Ebony Williams, who was actually one of the dancers of Beyonce's in Single Ladies.
Yes.
And so she is doing a free performance on the Friday night at 6:15. And then all this week in the Ted Shawn Theater, we have Kyle Abraham. Abraham in Motion is what that stands for. And he has an incredible program. He's a MacArthur Genius Award winner, an artist who just has the most contemporary, fantastic choreography that's informed by African-American dance, contemporary dance, postmodern dance. And so on Saturday, you can buy a ticket to Kyle Abraham and then attend this amazing dance party. Or you can just come to the dance party. So there's two ways of attending. So if you buy a ticket, you get to go for free. If you don't buy a ticket, you can come for $15. There's a cash bar. And we have DJ BFG, who's a local DJ that people really love. And a reprise performance by the Dauphine of Bushwick, who is one of the best, most entertaining drag queens, Tyler Ashley, in drag. And it's a fantastic show, dance. We really want the LGBTQ community to consider the Pillow a home. And this is our moment of really celebrating all of the great communities that we have in our region. But everyone comes. Everyone just loves to dance that night.
It is the Pillow Pride happening August 2nd through the 4th. And, of course, you can find information about all of these events by going to jacobspillow.org, which will give out that address again at the end. And we also have links to it on our site.
Joe, then, can I add one more
of
thing?
Of course you can.
Sunday, on this Sunday, it's actually, we have a free performance by the Hartford Gay Man's Chorus and a brunch for $10. So you can come and have a historical tour that's really based in the LGBTQ history at Jacob's Pillow, followed by the brunch and then the performance by the Hartford Gay Men's Choir at 1 p.m.
There is, then as we move ahead and you look at the Red Sky performance and the Land on Which We Dance happening August 7th through the 11th, this is a Toronto-based company that has come. And where, how did you find this particular group?
So I have been very interested in featuring more Indigenous work at the festival. And this company I actually encountered at a conference in Montreal. And they came and performed. They were the closing event for my very first festival for the 85th anniversary in 2017. They closed the Inside Out series performance. Yeah. And they were so spectacular. I knew I wanted to bring them back to the Doris Duke Theater. And what we decided to do was actually create an entire week. We at Jacob's Pillow exist because of the beauty of our land and our natural surroundings. And it seemed to me that it was very important for us to welcome back peoples who were here before us, peoples whose ancestors were here before us. And so we created for the Wednesday night, the opening night of Red Sky, we'll begin with a major celebration of Indigenous artists that begins at 5:30. It's completely free. And it will we've had a planning committee that's been put together now for been working together for about 6 months, including some of our local elders alongside Sandra LaRond, the artistic director of Red Sky, who is our lead curator. And what we will do is have some a gathering and then a procession and then a performance on Inside Out, where we will really celebrate the richness of Indigenous artists and honor the past and pay respects to our elders, past, present, and future. And what I'm excited about is, in addition to internationally renowned artists like Martha Redbone and Sony Moreno, we are also featuring New England-based artists. Our local elder that's been advising us is Larry Spotted Crow Man. He's from Springfield. And joining him will be Hector and Shay LeBeau. They are actually Cheyenne River Sioux representatives, but they're based in Groton, Connecticut, and they perform really astonishing dances, jingle dress dances, and any number of dances that we haven't really seen on Inside Out before. And then we're bringing one of the finest fancy dancers from Arizona. His name is Kenneth Shirley, to perform with a singer. A fancy dance is a dance that many tribes perform, typically in powwow settings, and we're going to have the chance to see that on Inside Out.
So my understanding when it comes to Red Sky performance is that they have a debut of a work called Trace.
That's
what can
right.
you tell us about that?
Trace is actually, it's never been seen in the United States before. It's Red Sky's newest work. It really talks about how Indigenous peoples have always looked to the stars to understand their condition. And so it's this really uplifting, beautiful journey that the dancers take us on. And they're guided by musicians. There's an incredible vocalist who sings Indigenous traditional songs, but it's through a contemporary lens. That's what I love about their work, is they draw from traditional movements. Every dancer is a First Nations dancer, but they also they have a contemporary sound and vocabulary that is really accessible and invites the audience in.
So we have a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about what else is going on this season, and because we're up to midway, you got a lot going
yes.
on. You know you got a lot.
I know.
Going on.
I know.
A lot
it's
of plates
of
to spin there. Don't
a lot
you?
Of, but it's just so joyous, I have to say, and the range and breadth of the work that we present. Really, there's something for everyone, I have to say. I'm excited about Galim Andrea Miller's company coming next week. as well. That'll be in the Ted Shawn Theater alongside Red Sky in the Doris Duke Theater. She's trained at Bat Sheva in Israel. Her vocabulary is very Gaga infused, and it's joyous. It's really deeply intense and virtuosic, athletic, and I can't wait to have her. She's been in the Doris Duke Theater, but she's making her Ted Shawn Theater debut. And then the week after that, we welcome the Boston Ballet, which is wonderful. They haven't been at the Pillow in decades. And
right. Well, that's great.
Yes. I mean, we have the BSO at Tanglewood. We should have the Boston Ballet at Jacob's Pillow, you know.
So what went into make that happen again, and what will they be doing?
Well, I'm first of all, I think Mikko Niissinen has done incredible things in terms of the range and breadth of choreography that the choreographers that he's invited to make work for the company, including this major residency by William Forsythe. So we will be welcoming Forsythe's work Playlist, which just premiered in Boston. We'll have excerpts of that performed in the Shawn alongside some classical works. Work by Leonid Yakobson, who was a 20th century Russian choreographer. Really beautiful work that is rarely seen. And then their resident choreographer at the Boston Ballet is Jorma Elo, who's originally from Finland. And he does a beautiful set of Bach cello suites. So it's got a fantastic range. It couldn't be a better program, particularly, I would say, for if audiences have not entered into dance before. The range of work on this program is just perfect. And for us, you know, Boston's 2 hours away. It's just right. Wonderful to have that constituency come to the Pillow.
Boston Ballet at the Pillow, August 21st through the 25th. You have a summer send-off party. It's your end-of-summer bash and dance party that's happening on August 14th, which is very cool as well.
Yes, indeed. So that's you know, that'll be when we have Boston Ballet and we have Urban Bushwomen, and it's just a great night to celebrate all that we've accomplished as a community in terms of making this festival happen. I mean, we can only do this festival with the support of our members, and it's just wonderful to have everyone in our community celebrate all that's happened in the past 10 weeks.
Well, there is a lot going on at Jacob's Pillow, and it continues through August 25th. If you go to their website, jacobspillow.org, you can see it all right there, jacobspillow.org. You can also see it on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and it'll be along with this interview. Pamela Taji, thank you very much for being with us. Always wonderful to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Have a beautiful rest of the season.
Thanks
for sharing. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.